This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
In the opening chapter of his book, The Privileged Planet, astronomer Guillermo Gonzalez talks about watching a total eclipse in India in 1995. In order to have a solar eclipse, you need to have an object come in front of the sun. But in order to have a total solar eclipse, you need the right ratios in size and distance. As one website explains it, the sun's diameter is about 400 times greater than that of the moon, but it's also 400 times further away. This coincidence of nature means that the sun and the moon appear to be roughly the same size in our sky. But he began to wonder, is it merely a coincidence? He begins to play the what-if game. What if the moon were much closer to the Earth? What if the moon were less round? What if the moon had an atmosphere? What if we were living on another planet in the solar system? And in case you're wondering, Earth is the only planet where a total solar eclipse can be seen. The ratios of size and distance are just right. As you probably heard me say in previous commentaries, the growing list of parameters in our universe, our galaxy, and our solar system are all just right. Some astronomers looking at these just right anthropic coincidences say we live in a Goldilocks universe. Now, non-Christian scientists are aware of these parameters and merely argue that we were fortunate and won the cosmological lottery, but others, like Guillermo Gonzalez, see these so-called coincidences as evidence of intelligent design. So next Monday, when you look up in the sky, make sure you have approved solar eclipse glasses, but as you watch or even see the event recorded in the internet, remember Psalm 19, "The heavens declare the glory of God." I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view on big data, go to viewpoints.info/data. That's viewpoints.info/data.